Die Mishnah ist Mesecht Zvochim. Mishnah Alef. Kol ha-Zvochim she-Nizbuchu Shloi L'Shmon. Any Korban that if you made the Shechita Shloi L'Shmon means B'Shash the Shechita. Whoever was doing the Shechita had in mind to do it L'Shem another Korban. So L'Ocharus K'Sherim, still this Korban is Kosher. Let's say you Shechtin now a Korban Shlomim and you have in mind it should be done L'Shem a Korban Olam. Still, the korban shlomim is kosher. Ela only providing shloi olu lebailum l'shem chayva, that the owner is not mekayim his chayv. Now, let's say the owner made a neder that he has to bring a korban, so he's not mekayim his neder with this type of a korban, since the shchita, or we'll see any one of the dalar avodis who are done shloi l'shmon. Therefore, he has to bring another korban for his chayv. But this korban is kosher, meaning the kohanim still have a right to do the rest of the avodah and burn and eat from the korban. Chutz min ha-pesach u-min ha-chatas. Excluding a korban pesach and a korban chatas. The din is like this. Ha-pesach bizmanoi means the korban pesach bishas, erev pesach, from chatzai sayyim until the lailo, when it's the zman of the shchitas pesach. If you shech the korban pesach l'shem another korban, the korban is possible. And v'yachatas b'chol zman, for the korban chatis, any time you shecht it or bring the korban chatis, if you do it shloi l'shmon, that's a psul. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Blezer says, af osham, even a korban osham also, if you shecht it shloi l'shmon, or you do any one of the dalar avoidis, which are shchita, then kabbalah sadam, which from kabbalah on has to be bedavka through a kayin, or else the halacha walking with the dam to the mizbeach, or else the zrikas sadam. If any one of these dalar avodis were done shloi l'shmon by even a osham, it also becomes possible. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, the loch is like this, that ha-pesach bizman, again, a korban pesach is only possible shloi l'shmon bizman the korban pesach. That means on yud dalar b'nisan from chatzai sayyim to laila. After that, it's not called the pesach anymore, so therefore shloi l'shmon does not make a psul. V'yachatis v'yoshim, what about a korban chatis or a korban oshim? B'chol zman, any time you bring it, if you do one of the dalar avodis, shloi l'shmon, that makes a psul in the korban. Now, Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer comes and explains himself and says like this, ha-chatis bo'al chet, listen, a korban chatis comes because you did a chet, v'yoshim bo'al chet, and a korban oshim comes because of one of the five chatoim that you did. Therefore, the svara is, ma ha-chatis, psul shloi l'shmo, just like a korban chatis. If you do one of the dalar avodis, shloi l'shmo, means l'shem another korban, it makes a psul, and the Gemara learns out from sukkim, the korban chatis has a psul shloi l'shmo. Therefore, a blessed holds, afoshim, posul shloi l'shmo, who had in a korban oshim also, has a psul shloi l'shmo. Now, Mishnah Beis. Yosi ben Choyni Omer. Yosi ben Choyni says like this, that ha-nishchotim l'shem Pesach u'l'shem chatis psulim. He has another Kiddush, that any other korban, if you shecht it with the intentions that it should be done l'shem a korban Pesach or l'shem a chatis, they also become posel. The same way a chatis and a Pesach is posel, the same way you shecht a korban oilo or a korban shlomim l'shem a chatis or a pesach, they also become possible. Then the Mishnah says that Shimon Achai Azariah Omer, Shimon the brother of Azariah, and Rashi explains that Azariah supported Shimon, supported his brother to let his brother learn. He went to work, so therefore it's a Nikra Shemai, therefore it's called Shimon the brother of Azariah. He said like this, that Shchotom L'Shem Gevoyim Mehem Sherim. Let's say you shecht the korban shlomim l'shem kodshi kadoshim, l'shem something that's more kodesh, so then it's ksherim. But l'shem nomuch mehem psulim. If you shecht the korban kodshi kadoshim l'shem kodshim kalim, which is a less of a kedusha, that makes a psul. Ketzad, how is this? Kodshi kadoshim sheshochtom l'shem kodshim kalim psulim. But kodshim kalim sheshochtom l'shem kodshi kadoshim is ksherim. Since you had in mind to do it l'shem gevoya, a high kedusha, therefore it's kosher. Now he explains, even by kodshim kalim, also there are differences. It's like this: הבכור והמייסה ששוחטים לשם שלומים. If you shecht the korban bechor or maisa l'shem shlomim, so lochers ksherim, even though they're both kochim kalim, but still shlomim has more avoidance done to it, therefore it has more kedusha, therefore it's called l'shem gevoya. But the opposite way, who shlomim, if you shecht the korban shlomim, sheshochtem l'shem bechor l'shem maisa, if you shecht the shlomim, which has more avoidance to it, l'shem a bechor or maisa, which has less kedusha, therefore psulim. Even though they're both kosher kalim, but since it's l'shem nomuch mehim, still it makes up so. Mishneh Gimel, ha Pesach sheshchotoi b'shachris b'yarba osa shter l'shmoi. What's going to be the loch of a korban Pesach on shachris on erev Pesach? Yud dalet b'nisim, they made the shchita l'shem shler l'shmoi. They made the shchita l'shem another korban. So Rabbi Yeshua Machsha, Rabbi Yeshua says, till the korban is kosher. Since it's only in the morning, it's not Chatzai Sayyim yet, it's not the Zman of Shchitas Pesach, therefore has the locho, Kilo Nishchat Peshlai Shosa. It's like you made the Shchit of a korban Pesach on Yud Gimel Benisin. Since it's not the Zman of a korban Pesach, it does not have a locho of a korban Pesach yet, therefore it's not possible. However, Ben Bisera Poisel. Ben Bisera says, no, it's possible. And kilu nishchat ben abayim, it has the same halacha on yud dalet benisin in the morning as if the shechita was done yud dalet after chatzos. It's the same halacha like it was geshchita ben abayim. Therefore, has the shame already korban pesach, and therefore shlomo lishmo makes a psul. Now, Oma Shimon ben Azai. Shimon ben Azai says like this: that mekubalani mipi shivim mishnayim zokim. I accepted this halacha from 72 zakenim. And when was this? B'yoyim sh'yeshiva Reb Loza ben Azariah v'yeshiva. The day that they appointed Reb Loza ben Azariah to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Yavne. When they took off Reb Gamliel, and instead they appointed Reb Loza ben Azariah. On that day, so Shimon ben Azai is saying over that he heard from 72 Zekanim, the Chiddush like this, that Shekol Azvochim HaNecholim, all kochim that is part to be eaten, like an Osham or a Chattis. A korban shlomim sheniz b'chushler l'shmon k'sherim. A korban shlomim or any kochim kalim that yishech shler l'shmon isak k'sherim. Elo only shloy olu l'bayim mishum chayva. Like the first mishnah, that the owner is not mekayim his chayv. If he made a neder, he's not mekayim his neder, which is shchita, which is done shler l'shmon. But chutz min ha-pesach min ha-chatis, the only two korbanos that are nechal, that shler l'shmo makes a psul, that's a korban chatis or korban pesach by the Tanakama. So what does he come to add? V'lo yehoyse ben Azai. Ben Azai only comes to add onto the klal elo ha'oilo, only a korban oilo. In other words, only by necholim is it that they ksherim, but a korban oilo which is not nechol, there's no part of the meat that's eaten by the kahanim, all of it kulo is kolu. Therefore he also, since it's kulo kolu, the loch of a korban oilo is, if you made a shchit, a shloim l'shmo, it's like a posel. That was his chiddush. But lehoydu lechacham, the chum did not agree with him. They held no, even an oila is also kosher shloim l'shmo. Only a chattis or a pesach is posel. Now, Mishneh Dalet. Ha pesach v'yachattis sheshchoton shloim l'shmon. If the person that the sheichet did it shloim l'shmon, or else kibbel, the kohen that made the kabbalah, when he received the dam, Ros Vilach, the Kohen that's walking with the dam towards the Mizbeach, or else Vizor Shloim Lishmon, or else the Kohen that made his Riko, he did it with the Kavon Shloim Lishmon, Oy Lishmon Vishloim Lishmon, or else the Chiddush says, even though Vishas the Avoido, he started out, he did the Avoido Lishmon, and then he changed his mind and he did it Shloim Lishmon, Lishem another Korban. Pashta means he did one Avoido, the beginning of it Lishmon, and then he did the end of it shloim lishmon, or else oy shloim lishmon lishmon. At the beginning of the void, he had the wrong in mind to do this chatas l'shem shlomim, and then at the end of lishmon, at the end he had in mind to do it l'shem chatas. Slachris psulim. In all these cases, it's machshava psula which passes the korban chatas or the korban pesach. Now ketzad lishmon v'shloim lishmon. What's the case we had in mind to do it lishmon l'shem chatas and then shloim lishmon? So it means like this, L'shem Pesach, Ulishem Shlomim with first you made the Shchita on this Pesach, Lishem Korban Pesach, and then in the middle you changed your mind and did it Lishem Shlomim. Watch Shaloi Lishmon Ulishmon, the same thing that you start out Lishem Shlomim, first you Shechta this Korban Pesach Lishem Shlomim, and then in the middle Ulishem Pesach you changed your mind and did it Lishem Korban Pesach. And the klal is Shehazevach Nifso V'Abor Dvorim. A korban is possible. The machshava psul helps during one of these four avoidis. That means b'shchita, either b'shas you do the shchita, which is shchita by kotchim is kosher or even bizarre, or the kibbul that has to be done b'davka with a kohen. From Kabbalah onwards, it has to be done through a kohen. Or the kibbul, if a kohen received the dam in a kli sharis, b'shas is b'mekal with the dam, as he has a machshava psulo. But also b'hilach, b'shas is walking with the dam towards the mizbeach. Or else of the Zrika, b'shas he makes the Zrika any one of these four times. If he has a machshava psula, that passes the korban. Rabbi Shimon mach shebilach. Rabbi Shimon says, if the kohen has this machshava, b'shas hilach, b'shas he's walking, it does not pass the korban. Why? Shoyi Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon used to say, the svar is like this, that yef sheshloi b'shchita. A korban has to have a shchita done to it. V'shloi b'kabolah. It's e-efshah to get away without doing a Kabbalah Saddam. And b'shloi b'zrika, it's e-efshah to get away without making zrika Saddam. Avol efshah shloi b'hilach. But it's possible that the korban should be brought without the avodah hilach. What does that mean to say? That shoychid b'tzad ha-mizbeach v'zarek. It's possible to make the shchita right next to the mizbeach, and right there you make the Kabbalah Saddam, and right there you make the zrika. It's possible to get away without having to make the hiluch. Therefore, Shimon says, hiluch is not such a choshuva avoidah. Therefore, even in the case when you have to have the avoidah halacha, when the Kabbalah Saddam is done far away from the Mizbeach, still b'shas the halacha, if Shimon holds the machshava, does not pass on the korban. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, it depends. Hamhalech b'mokim shusorach lahalech, if you're going a place that you have to go, meaning if the Kabbalah Saddam was done away from the Mizbeach, and now you have to walk with the dam towards the Mizbeach, so machshava peselis. During that halacha, when you're walking that, you have to walk that, your machshava would pass on the korban if you have a machshava psula. But of a mekayim shein tzorach lahalech, a place that you do not have to walk, like l'moshol, you made the Kabbalah Saddam right next to the Mizbeach, and then for no reason you took the dam away from the Mizbeach. So now even when you walk with the dam towards the Mizbeach, since this did not have to happen, halacha is, ein machshava peselis. That's what the blessed holds. In such a case where you're walking it, the mocking you did not have to, there the machshava would not pass on. However, the ma'isa, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that any time you're doing the halacha, or machshava of Shinu Hashem, passes the korban, Vishas Hailocha. Now we're up to Perek Sheni, Mishnalov. Kol hazvochim shekibel domon zar oinein tful yoim mechusa begodim mechusa kipurim shlerocha chedayim vraglayim orel tome yoishiv oimin agave kelim agave behemo agave ragli chaveroi posel. All these cases are psul. Again, a korban, even though b'shas shchita, even a zar is kosher, but from Kabbalah Saddam, you have to b'davka have a kohen. Therefore, shekibul dom and zar. If a zar made the Kabbalah, that's not a kohen in Yisrael, that passes the korban. What about an oinein? Even though he's a kohen, but if he's an oinein, meaning one of his mishpacha just died before the kvur is called an oinein, also he's possible to do the avodah. The avodah is psula. Tful yoim, let's say the kohen touched a sheretz that day. So even though he went to the mikvah, still it's possible to do the avodah until Harash Shemesh, until it becomes evening. So it's called the tful yoim until evening. Mechusa begodim, let's say a kohen is not wearing, a kohen hedid is not wearing his four begodim, or a kohen gadol is not wearing his eight begodim. If he's even only missing one beged, the avodah is psula. Hudin mechusa kipurim. Let's say a kohen was a mitzayr or a zav, even after he became tor, but he has to bring a korban. Before he brings his korban, he's not fit to do the avodah. he passes the avoider. Rel shloi rochach daim raglayim, a kain that does the avoider before he first washed his hands and feet from the kiyur, that's also a psul. Orel, a kain that did not have a bris mila done to him, tamnei, a kain that's tamnei, yoshev, a kain that's sitting, lochrez, he has to be standing. If he sits, that's a psul in the avoider. What's going to be oimed agabe kelim, he's standing on top of kelim, that's also a psul. A kain has to be standing on top of the ritzpah, his feet has to be touching the ritzpah, the floor of the azara. If there's a mechitza in between the chatzitza, that's a psul. So if the kohen is standing agabi kalim, or else the bigger chiddush is agabi behema, even though it's also a type of a bosa, still it's a psul. And the bigger chiddush is agabi ragli chaveroi, even though he's standing on top of somebody else's feet, another kohen's feet. So I would have thought to say it's like min beninoi, it's not a chatzitza, kamashmalan, yes, still there's a chatzitza here, and therefore psul. Because the halacha is, the kain has to be standing agabi haritzpah. There cannot be any chatzitz and nothing dividing between him and the floor. What's going to be kibul b'smoil? Let's say makes the Kabbalah and he's holding the kli with his left hand, posel. It also posels the Kabbalah. Rabbi Shimon Mach, Rabbi Shimon says no, still it's kosher. And the Gemara Dashin, this is from Sukkim. What's going to be nishpach al haritzpah? The Yasofoi posel. Let's say the dam spilled out directly from the neck of the animal onto the floor. So the kid said there was no Kabbalah Sadam, and then later the Yasofoi, then you gather it together from the floor. So posel, the dam is posel. The posel says you have to have a Kabbalah for Lokach Midama Par, with Dash and Dam has to come directly from the Par, and not if it first spills on the floor. What's going to be in the son of Agabi Akeves? Hakevish, Shloi Keneged HaYisoid. You know, you made Zrika Saddam. One case is Agabi Hakevish. That's the plank walking up the Mizbeach, but not the Mizbeach itself. Or else, Shloi Keneged HaYisoid. You put the dam on the Mizbeach itself, but not on the side that has the Yisoid to the Mizbeach. You didn't put it on the right part of the Mizbeach. Or else, Nosan es Hanisna Lamato Lamalan. The dam that's supposed to be on the bottom part of the Chut HaSikro, you put it instead on top of the Chut HaSikro, on the top here for the Mizbeach. Or else, if he has a Nistin Lamalo, the Dam of Achates that's supposed to be Lamalo, you put it Lamat and you put it on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. Or else, if he has a Nistin Bifnim Bachutz, the Dam of Achates HaPnim, that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnim, instead you put it on the Mizbeach HaChitza on the outside Mizbeach. Or else, if he has a Nitonim Bachutz, the dam that's supposed to go on the outside Mizbeach, Bifnim, you put the dam on the inside Mizbeach, posel. All these cases is posel, the korban is posel, but for Yain Vakoros, if somebody eats from the bosor, the korban itself is not pigul, there's no chiv koros. There's only koros when you have a psul chal upon the bosor. But there's no pigul, then the bosor, even though it's osat eat it, but there's no isa koros in eating it. Now Mishnah Beis. You shech the korban, and you have in mind now that the zrika should be done outside the wrong place, or else miksas dam b'chutz. Even if you only have in mind part of the dam, the zrika should be done b'chutz outside the wrong place. Since I'm called a machshava chutzlim kaimai, or else you had in mind lahakter esemuva b'chutz. You had in mind b'shash chita, or b'shash adal ravodis to burn the emurim in the wrong place. Not on top of the Mizbeach, but to do it b'chutz outside. By miksas emurim b'chutz, even if you only had a mind to burn part of the emurim b'chutz. Or else lechol b'sar b'chutz, you had a mind to eat from the b'sar b'chutz outside the right place. Like kizayis mipsaroin b'chutz, even if you only had a mind to eat the kizayis of the meat b'chutz. Or lechol kizayis moralia, because you had a mind to eat the kizayis of the skin of the tail b'chutz outside. All these cases is posel v'yein b'koros. This is a machshav of psulet posels the korbin, but if you eat from the korbin, it's not pigul, you're not chayav koros. What's going to be if you have in mind b'shash chito lizeroy domer l'mochor, you have in mind to make the zrika in the right place, shos chus lezmane, the wrong time, you have in mind to do it tomorrow, or else I miksas domer l'mochor, even if you only have in mind to do part of the dam tomorrow, or else this is a machshav of pigul. Here there would be a chiyuv koros.
or else if you have in mind b'shas shchito or b'shas any one of the dalar avodas lahak teremur lamachor, you have in mind to burn the fats tomorrow. It's also called an achila. It's called an achilas mizbeach that you have in mind to do it tomorrow. Or miksas emur lamachor, even just part of the emurim tomorrow. Or else lecha b'sar lamachor, you have in mind to eat from the bosa tomorrow. Or kizayis mebsar lamachor. Or kizayis miyor ha'ayil lamachor. Or you have in mind to eat a kizayis of the skin of the tail. The chiddush, the skin of the tail is very soft. It has a lach like bosa. So you have in mind to eat this tomorrow. Here pigul, it's chalap so pigul in the korban, and therefore v'chayav mal of chorus. This machshava that you had b'shas adalat avodis to eat from the bosor, or to eat from the emurim to burn the emurim tomorrow, or to make the zrikas adam tomorrow, here it makes a psul pigul in the korban, and therefore b'chayav mal of chorus. You know the loch is yichayav chorus if you eat from this bosor. Now Mishnah Gimel, zeh klal. This is the klal about dinam chutzla koimoi and chutzla zmane. This machshava that kol ha-shoichet, anytime the shoichet, the shashchit, or else from the kabo, the koina does the kabolas adam, via mahalach, the koina walks with it towards the mizbeach, via zerik, or the koina does the maise avoidis as zrika. So if he has in mind, the shas one of these dalar avoidis, lechol dover shadarko lechol, he has in mind to eat something that usually eat, in other words, a piece of the meat that usually the kohanim eat, or else lahakter dover shadakter shadarker lahakter, he has in mind to burn some of the emurim that usually it's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, but instead of doing it in the right place, he has in mind chutzlam kaimai, he has in mind to burn it or to eat it in the wrong place, either to eat it outside the azara or to burn it outside the azara. The locher is posel v'ein b'korus. This machshava makes the psul in the korbin, but still the same by korus. What about chutzlas manoi? Let's say the Kohen or the Shechet has in mind that b'shas shchita he plans to eat from the meat tomorrow, or he plans to burn the Emurim tomorrow, then pigul, it's chal right now of psul pigul in the korban, and therefore v'chayov mol of korus. Whoever goes to eat from the meat now is chayav korus. But obuvad providing sheyikrav hamatik imitzvosai, that the rest of all the dalan avodis have to be done the right way. In other words, the only thing wrong was that you had this machshava to eat it chutz lizman at the wrong time, or to burn it, which is also called an achilas mizbeach, or the zrikas adam, which is called an achilas mizbeach, the wrong time. That's the only thing you did wrong. But otherwise, you did the dalan avodis. You made a kosher shchita, you made a good kabbalah, good halach, and a good zrika. The only thing wrong was you had in mind to do it chutz lizmanoi. So then it makes pigul and yichayv all of chorus. Now in Mishnah Dalet explains ketzad korav hamatiki mitzvosai, what is the case, how is it considered that you brought the avoidus the right way, your matat korav hamatiki mitzvosai, that means shochat pishtika. Either it could be the v'shash shchita, you did it pishtika, means you kept quiet, you did not have any bad machshavas, and then kibel v'hilech v'zora chutzlas manai, then b'shas kabbalah en haloch or else b'shas rikom, the kohen had in mind to eat it tomorrow, or else oisheshochat chutzlas manai, b'shas shchita had in mind to eat from the meat tomorrow. But then kibel v'hilech v'zora b'shtika, the other three avoidis he did quietly, he did b'kashrus. Or you also even sheshochat kibbe vile v'zorak chutzlas manoi, even though he had this machshava b'shas all four avoidus, but since he actually did all four avoidus, the only thing wrong was just this machshava zehu shekorav hamatik mitzvosai. This is considered that the matir, the dalar avoidus, were done the right way nageyot hilchus pigol. In other words, like the dalar avoidus were done in this korban that made it into pigol. Kate said, what would be considered a case, though, of loy korav hamatiki mitzvosai, that the avoidus were not done the right way? It would be a case of shochat chutzlam kaimai, that b'shas shchita he had in mind to eat the meat in the wrong place, and then kibbo v'ilach v'zorach chutzlas manai, then b'shas kabbalah, or b'shas halach, or b'shas hazrika, the kohen had in mind to eat the meat tomorrow, the wrong time. Here it would not be chal pigul, since besides this wrong machshava of thinking tidit tomorrow, he also first had a machshava tidit the wrong place. So since he had a different machshava that passes, therefore would not become pigul. It's not called all the avodas were done the kashrus, excluding pigul, because there's another machshava here. There was a machshava chuslam kaimai. Another case would be oisha shachat chuslas manai. Even if first b'shah shchit he had a mind teeth the meat tomorrow, so that was a machshavas pigul. But then kibul v'hilach v'zara chuslam kaimai. B'shah's the next three avodas, b'shah's either one of them, he had in mind teeth the meat the wrong place. So that machshava also makes a psul in the korban. So besides the machshavas pigul, you also have a machshava chuslam kaimai that makes a psul and it's not pigul. Oyirel she shochad kibul v'hilach v'zara. Chuslam kaimai, poshid, he only had in mind b'shasti dalar avoidus teeth to meet the wrong place. He did not think about doing it tomorrow. Therefore, he only had a machshava chuslam kaimai. In these cases, it's not chal pigul; it's only possible. Ha pesach v'yachatis sheshochten shlelishmon. The same thing. What about a korban pesach or korban chatis? That here the machshava shlelishmon. If b'shash chit, you think that this korban should be l'shem ashlomim or l'shem menoylom, that makes the psul. Then kibul v'hilach b'zor chuslas manoy. Then b'shas one of the next three avoidis, you had in mind teeth to meet tomorrow. So even though you had a machshavas pigul, but since you also have another machshava that passes, therefore it's possum and not pigul. O yirel sheshochat chuslas manoy. Even though first you had in mind to do it the wrong time. You had a mind to eat the meat tomorrow. So that first machshava was a machshava's pigul. But then, kibel v'hilech v'zorach shlolishmon, then b'shas kabol or haloch v'zrika, you had a mind that this korban should be done l'shem shlomim. So this machshava also passed with the korban. Therefore, there's no pigul, there's only a psul. Oishashochat kibel v'hilech v'zorach shlolishmon, rosh yimei d'shchita kabol or haloch shlolishmon, sabshita. All these cases do not become pigul, because besides the machshava of chuslas manoy, you also had a machshava of chuslam kaimoy or shloim lishmon. So there's another machshava psul here. Therefore, it's not chal pigul. That's not considered korv hamatir kimitzvosai. Now mishnehei, what's going to be lecho kezayis bachutz or kezayis lamocher? B'shas, one of the dalar avodas, he has in mind teeth the kezayis of the meat in the wrong place b'chutz, and he also has in mind teeth the kezayis tomorrow. So he has two machshavas. So again, it would not be chal pigul. Or else kezayis l'mocher, even his first machshava was teeth the kezayis of meat tomorrow, which is a machshavas pigul. But then he also saw it kezayis b'chutz. He also has in mind teeth the kezayis b'chutz outside, in the wrong place. Or else kechatzi zayis pachutz or kechatzi zayis lamocher. He has the mind to eat half a kezayis of meat outside and half a kezayis tomorrow. Or else kechatzi zayis lamocher or kechatzi zayis pachutz. In all these cases, posel v'ayim v'koros. There's only a psul in the korban, but there's no chiyuv koros since you have another machshava besides eating it the wrong time. Omer Reb Yehuda says though, zeh klal. This is the general rule. That im machshavas hazman kodmo lemachshavas hamakom, if let's say b'shas shchita, first you had in mind tida kezayis of the bosa tomorrow, which that is a good machshavas pigul, and then you had in mind tida kezayis chutzlam kaimoi. So since the machshava first of pigul was chal first, he holds pigul. Yes, it's chalup so pigul in this meat, and therefore if you eat from it, the chayav mal of korus and chayav korus. But v'yim machshavas hamokom kodmo l'machshavas hazman. But if the machshavas of tidit chuslam koimoy comes first, if first you thought about eating the kezayis the wrong place, and then you had a mind tidit kezayis tomorrow, then posel it's only posel v'yim b'koros. As he holds on the chiddushes in the ratio that even though you had secondly a machshav of chuslam koimoy, but since first it was chal a machshavas of pigul, it's chal pigul. But the Chomer and the Chomer say no, Zeh v'zeh posel, in both cases, it's only posel the korban, v'yayim b'koros, there's no chiyuv koros. Even though you first had a machshava of pigul, so what? But later when you have a machshav of chutzlum koinoi, it's not considered korav amatik and mitzvosoi, and therefore it's only posel, but not pigul. What's going to be if you have a mind, lech or kachatzi zayis, you have in mind only tira hefa kazayis, let's say tomorrow, and you have a mind ula hakter kachatzi zayis, and you have a mind to be makta to burn the emurim hefa kazayis, kosher, the korban is still kosher. Why? Shein achidlo v'yaktor mistarfin. These two machshavas you cannot put together. In other words, to make a machshava psula, you have to think to do something wrong with at least a kezayis. That's called a ma'isak Torah. See that you only thought to do a chatzi kezayis of eating and a chatzi kezayis of aktara of burning. Each one is not considered an avoida. Therefore, you did not have a machshava to do an avoida psula. Therefore, same with starfin, the korban is still kosher. All right, turn over, continue on the other side.
You're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnalef. Kol ha-psulim she-shochatu shchitosan shayva. All the psulim that are posel to do the avoida, a kohen that's posel or a zar, if he makes a shchita, the locher is shchita k'shayva. Why? She-ha-shchita k'shayva bizarim. Because by the avoida of shchita, there's no din you need a kohen. Even a posel to zar, a regular Yisrael, could also make the shchita of a korban. Hu adin ba'anoshim uva'avodim uva'tumeyim. That even an isha, hu adin an ever, even an ever kenani, hu adin a tumeyim, they could also make a shchita. Afilu b'kotche kadoshim, even on a korban oila, even on a korban chatis, even though it's kotche kadoshim, still the halachas of kuna psulim only apply from Kabbalah onwards, but not by the mice of shchita. Obavad providing though, shleyil tmeyim enoigim babosa, but providing the person that's tamei, if he makes the shchita, he has to be careful not to touch the bosor after the shchita, in order not to be metama the korban. Lefikach therefore the Mishnah says, heim poislim machshava. If a zar makes a shchita and b'shah shchita, let's say on a korban chatis, he thinks to make it into a korban shlomim, he passels the korban. His machshava b'shah shchita, since a zar is kosher to make a shchita, his machshava passels the korban. The chulam and all these psulim shekiblu es adam, if they mekabel the dam with the machshava of chutzlas manoi, the chutzlim koimoi. So it depends. Im yesh dam hanefesh yachzor kosher v'kabel. Like even though first a zar made a kabbalah and he had the wrong machshava, that machshava should pass for the korban, whether the machshava was to eat from the bosa tomorrow or eat from it outside the Beis Hamikdash, still the halacha is he does not pass for the korban. Since a zar is possible to make the kabbalah, you would have to need a kohen. Therefore, if the psulim make the kabbalah, it's like nothing, it's like no kabbalah was done. So their machshava does not pass for the korban either. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's still some blood left in the korban, so yachzor akosher v'kabel, let a kosher akoyin now come and make the ma'isa kabbalah. But since before it was done through psulim, they do not pass on the korban, but instead let a kosher come and make a new kabbalah. Mishneh Beis, what's going to be kibel hakosher v'nosan laposel? A kosher akoyin made the avoid of Kabbalah Saddam. He received the dam and the klisharis from the animal. And then Vinosna gave it over to a posel. That means he gave the kli with the dam inside it to somebody that's posel to do the avoida. The locher is Yachsel HaKosher. Let him just return it back to the kohen that's kosher and continue on doing the avoida Selocha. Just the fact he gave it over to the posel, that does not posel the dam. But Avada was talking about that this person that's posel did not walk with the dam. In other words, he did not do an avoida of halacha. Just him holding it means nothing. Therefore, it's yachzor l'kosher and it'll be kosher. What's going to be kibbul b'minoi? A kohen made a kabbalah the right way with his right hand, and then v'nosan l'smerli put the dam into his left hand. So halacha is yachzor l'minoi. Let him just put it back into his right hand. He did not walk yet with it. Just on putting it to left hands means nothing. Just bring it back to the right hand. What's going to be kibbul b'kli kodesh?
First, he was the kohen was mekabel the dam in the kli shoris. He made a good kabbalah, but then he put it finosam bakli choil. He put the dam into a regular kli choil. So locher is yachsel a kli kodesh. Let him pour the dam back into a kli kodesh. No psul happened yet. What's going to be nishmach min a kli al ritzpo via sofoy is kosher. The dam spilled out from the kli shoris onto the floor, but since an avoidus of kabbalah was already done by kashrus. So now even though it fell on the floor, so what? All you have to do is just gather it together again and put it back in the clean and still kosher. Nisonoi agabi hakevesh. Let's say you put the dam on top of the plank. In other words, a person that's puzzled made his rika sadam, and he made his rika not on the mizbeach itself, but on the kevesh, on the plank going up. Or else shaloi keneged hayisoid. He made his rika on the wrong side of the Mizbeach, on a side that does not have a Yisoid there, does not have a foundation there. Or else, Nosan Esanitonim Lamata Lamala, his kohen that's posel made his rik of the dam that was supposed to go Lamata from the Chut HaSikra, and instead of putting it there, he put it on top, or else the opposite way. V'Esanitonim Lamala, dam of the Chattis that's supposed to go Lamala, Lamata, he put that dam Lamata. Or else the sanitonim bifnim achutz from a chatas apanim. Instead of putting the dam on the mizbeach apanim, he put the dam and made his riko on the mizbeach achitzoin. Or else via sanitonim bachutz bifnim, he took a regular korban chatas, a chatas achitzoin, and instead of making his riko on the outside mizbeach, he made him his riko on the inside mizbeach. Bifnim, so since the postler did this type of his riko, that's not a kosher his riko anyway, therefore the locher is, in yesh dam ha-nefesh, if there's still some blood of the nefesh left in the animal, in the korban, is yachzer ha-kosher v'kabel. Let a kosher kohen start the avoidus kabbalah over again and take new dam, and with this dam, he can do the rest of the avoidus. Since apostle kohen made that first riko, he does not pass to the korban, therefore the avoidah could be done over again. Now, Mishneh Gimel. Ha-shoichet es ha-zevach. Lechol dovor shein dako lechol ulahakter dovor shein dako lahakter is kosher. If b'shas the person was doing the avoidas hashchita, he had in mind to eat from the meat the wrong place or even the wrong time, but since he had in mind to eat something that's not a derech to eat, so therefore it's not chal the machshava, it does not pass with the korban. Like he had in mind to eat the chalev, which usually the chalev you mak to you burn, you do not eat it. Or else the opposite way. He had in mind to burn the meat that you're supposed to eat tomorrow. So since it's not a dovor, shedak or lahakter, it's not a machshava that passes. Therefore it's kosher. Whoever Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Pois, Rabbi Eliezer says no, you had a machshava to make an achilu tomorrow, or you had a machshava to make a aktara tomorrow, even though it's not a derech makach, that is a machshava. And that passes as a korban, it passes the korban. But the ma'isa, we do not paskin, the halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer. What's going to be lechol dover shadako lechol, or lahakter dover shadako lahakter, pochus mikazayas kosher? Even if he thought, Bishashi is doing one of the dollar avoidis, to eat a chatzi kazayas tomorrow, or did a chutzlam kaimoi, the korban is still kosher. Since he only had in mind to do on a chatzi kazayas, that's not royal avoidom, that's not a machshava that passes. What's going to be lechol kechati zayis or lahakte kechati zayis? He has in mind to eat a chatzik zayis tomorrow, and also to burn a chatzik zayis of chelif tomorrow. Still kosher. The korban is still kosher. Shein achilu v'yaktorim etzarfen. You can't put these two machshavas together. A machshava and achilu and a machshava of aktora cannot be put together. You have to have a machshava to eat a kezayis, or to burn a kezayis chutz lezmanai. Mishneh Dalet. Ha-shoichet es ha-zevach lecho kezayis minor. If you shech the korban and you have in mind that you plan to eat the kezayis of the skin at the wrong time, chutz lechutzlam kaimai. So, the locher is, stam or is not roi lachilo. We're not talking about the or ha-alya. The or, the skin of the tail, that is fit to eat. Here we're talking about other skin of the animal. It's not fit to eat. Therefore, it's not called a machshava. Or else, min haroitev, he has a mind to eat from the juice from the roitev. That's when you cook up the meat, like the soup of the meat. Or else min hakeifa, that's when you cook up the meat, you have some spices there. So these spices also have a tam of the meat, and it's even mixed into it, small pieces of meat. But that's not called an achilas, it's not called an achilas basar. Or else min olol, you have a mind to eat. Olol, that's the leftover meat that's attached to the skin, the meat that's on the skin, right next to the skin, b'shas you skin the animal. That's also not roi b'achila. Or else min atzomis, you have a mind to eat the bones tomorrow. Min agidim, you have a mind to eat the veins tomorrow. Min atlofayim, you have a mind to eat the hooves tomorrow. Min akanayim, you have a mind to eat the horns tomorrow. Chutz lezmanoi, the wrong time. Or chutz lemkoymo, you have a mind to eat it the wrong place. Kosher. The mice are still, the carbon is kosher. And these things, even if the carbon does become pigle, it's not chal the yis pigle on these things, since these things are not roi teeth, it's not chal the chiv karas. Not chal the yis noisa, it's not chal the din tome. Since these things are not roi teeth, it doesn't have a shame bus or carbon, it does not have these psulim. Mishnah Hei. Ha'ashoychet es ha'magdoshim. Let's say you shech the korban, a korban that's in the keva, and you have in mind, b'shash chita, that you plan to eat from the sholil, that's the uber, that's the baby inside, or else oishilya, that's the placenta, that's the or, the skin that's around the baby. Bachutz, you have in mind to eat this outside the Beis Hamikdash. Is loy pigle, it's not chal pigle. The korban has not become possible, such a machshava, since these things are not a derech, teat them, roi b'nei yodam, to not eat these things. Ha'amoylek etoyrim b'fnim. If a kohen makes a malika on the birds, inside the azara, lechol beitzeim b'chutz, that he has a moyim v'shas the malika, that he plans to eat from the beitzim, the eggs inside the oif, outside. So locher is loy pigl, does not become, this does not pass on the korban. Because it's not called part of the korban itself. The beitzim, the eggs inside, is not a part of the oif itself. It's only chal pigul that you have to have a machshava teat, part of the oif itself. It's not enough if you have in mind teat, the beitzim, the eggs outside. What about what's going to be cholav hamakdoshim? Let's say when you shecht the korban, if it's nekeva, you have in mind teat, let's say it's milk that's left inside the animal, or bachutz, you have in mind teat that milk, or also beitzei terim, you have a mind to eat the eggs of the birds. So again, ein chayav malei mishum pigol. You not chayav on these things, not mishum pigol, and v'noisa v'tomei. See, the chiddush is even in the case that you had a good machshavas pigol. Let's say b'shas malika asoif. You had in mind teeth from the basar of the yoif tomorrow, so it's chal pigol on the yoif, but it's only chal on the basar itself. It's not chal on the milk. Or else not chal on the eggs inside, and the word then just like pickle is not chal, the same thing, the psul noisar and the psul tummy is also not chal, is only chal on the guf of the oif, or the guf of the behema, not on the milk inside, or not on the eggs inside. Mishnah Vov. Shchotoy al menas lehaniach es domay. Let's say b'shash chitom, the shoychet had a moin just to leave over the blood. Not that he had a moin to make his zrika tomorrow, but just to leave it over. Oh yes, emurim, or else he had in mind just to leave over the emurim, lemochorim. Not that he had in mind to burn it tomorrow, he just had in mind to leave it over until tomorrow. Oy loitzia nachutz, or else he had in mind to take the blood outside, but he didn't have in mind to make his zrika outside, he just had in mind to take it outside. So is this called a machshava that passes or not? So Rabbi Yehuda Paisel, yes, he holds a machshava sinuach, or machshava, just to think to take it out, that also passes the korban. The chachom and machshir, the chachom say no, the korban is still kosher. That's not called the machshava chutz lemkoyim, chutz lezmanoi. The machshava is only if you have in mind to eat it tomorrow, or to take it outside tomorrow, to make the zrika outside. But just to leave the blood over, say, oh, that's not called the machshava paselis. What's going to be shchotay amnas litni agav yakevesh? Let's say the made a shchita, Amenas to put the dam agavia kevish on top of the plank of the mizveh going up, which is not really the right place where you're supposed to put the dam.
A rosh loy keneged ha-yisoyed, he had a mind to put it on the mizbeach, but not on the right side, on the place that doesn't have a yisoyed, a foundation. Rosliten es anitonim lamato lamalo, he had a mind, the dam that's supposed to go lamat, he had a mind to put it on top of the chut ha-sikro. V'es anitonim lamalo lamato, or the dam that's supposed to go on the top here for the mizbeach, on the top part of the chut ha-sikro, he had a mind to put it on the bottom part. Or else es anitonim bifnim achutz, he had a mind that the chattis ha-pnim, where the dam is supposed to go in the inside mizbeach, he had a mind to put it on the outside mizbeach. Or else v'es anitonim achutz bifnim, he had a mind on an outside chattis to put the dam on the inside. Or else yechlu tumeim, he had a mind that a person that's tomei should eat from this korban. Or else yakrivu tumeim, he had a mind that a tomedik koyin should be makrivit. Or else yechlu arelim, he had a mind that a person that's an oral, that's not allowed to eat kodshim, should eat it. Rosh Shakivu Arelim, he had a mind that apostle Kain as an oral should do the akrova. Rosh he had a mind Meshach Teshchito Leshamber Atzomas HaPesach, like he had a mind to do this Avera of breaking the bones of the Korban Pesach. Rosh Vlechem Imenu No, he had a mind to eat from the Korban Pesach when it's still raw. Or else Lorev Domoy Vedam Sulim, he had a mind just Meshach Shchito that the dam later is mix it up with the dam Sulim. So he only has these machshavis, the locher is kosher. Still the korban is kosher. Why? Sheina machshava poiselis, what's called a machshava that passes the korban, elochutz lezmanoi, only if you have in mind to make the zrika, to make the achila at the wrong time. Or else for chutzlam kaima, you have a mind to do it in its wrong place. The pesach v'yachatish lelishman, who are dim by korban pesach by korban chatis, if you have in mind to make the shchito, the dalar avoidis, L'shem, another korban, shalei l'shmon, that also passes. But just on the fact you have a mind to do something that's possible, and you really do not do it, the korban is still kosher. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though you had in mind, b'shas shchita, to make his rika in the wrong place, but l'maisa, since it still has shaychis to the mizbeach, that's not considered chutzlam koimloin. L'maisa, it's not called the machshava chutzlam koimloin to put the dam on the wrong mizbeach, or the wrong place of the Mizbeach. But this much is called the Mizbeach, it's Kerla to Dam. The Dam reached the Mizbeach, and Hashaykh said the Mizbeach, it's called the Zrika, that it's not called the Machsheves Pigel.
You're up to Perek Yadalit. Mishnah says, Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, that Kol Hanitonin, Al Mizbeach Achitzoin, all the Dams, all the Karbonis, that it's Zrika, is supposed to be put on the outside mizbeach. Shimnos na matonachas kippur, that b'di'evet if you only made one zrika, even though some of them need four or two, but b'di'evet if you only make one zrika, shino kippur, kol you have a kapara, the korban is kosher. Uvechatis, but by korban chatis b'shami holds shtei matonis, you have to have at least two zrikas, even though the chila you have to have four, but b'di'evet you have to have two. Gemara dashes from sukkim. However, Beisilu says no, that Av Chattis Shinit Matonachas Keeper, even a Korban Chattis, if Vidyeva the Kohen only made one Zerika, also you have a Kapor of the Korban is kosher. Lefikach, therefore, the locker is like this, that if Nos Anesa Rishonik Kitakuna, if the first Zerika the Kohen made it with the right Machshava, V'yes Hashni Yechus Lizmano Keeper, and the second Zerika, like it does the way he's supposed to, he makes four Zerikas. See, if by the second, the third, or fourth Zerika, he has a mind of Machsheves Pigel, the korban still is kosher. That since the last three Zerikas are not Likuva, you have the Kapori after the first Zerika, so that's the main one that has to have the Psul Pigel. If the first one was done by Kashrus, the korban is kosher. What's going to be though, Nosun Esar Yishayin Achutz Lezmano, if the first Zerika the Kohen made with the Machsheves to eat from the meat tomorrow, the Yes Hashniya Achutz Lezmano, and then the second Zerika, he had a mind to eat at the wrong place. Pigel, Halacha is the first Machshav is what counts, since that was done during the first Zerika, and therefore it's Chal Pigel on this Korban. And therefore, the Chiyav Malov Koros, if you eat from this Korban, you Chayav Koros. Even though we also had a Machshav of Chuslim Kaimai, that usually takes away Pigel, but here, since he only had that Machshav during the second Zerika, which the second Zerika is not Likuva, therefore it does not pass all, does not change the din of pigel. Mishnah Beis, Kol Hanitonim Al Mizbeach HaPnimi, any dam, like a Chattis HaPnim, that the Zerika is supposed to be done on the inside Mizbeach, Shem Choser Achas Mina Matonis Lekeeper. There Likuv, you have to have all four Zrikas. If you're missing one of them, there's no Kapara. Lefikach, therefore, Yim Nosan Kudlo Kitakuno, V'yacha Shalei Kitakuno, Posso V'yim Bekoros. If you make three good Zrikas, but one Zrik you have the wrong Machshava, that also makes a Psalm in the Korban. Since Barachat HaSapnim, Likuv, you have to have all four Zrikas, therefore we have to look at all four. And if any one of them, even just the fourth one, yet a machshavas psul, that passes the korban.
Now Mishneh Gimel, Elu Dvorim Shein Chayev Malei Mishum Pigel. These are the things that's not chal the issa pigel. Even when you have a pigel in the korban of the mincham, on these things pigel is not chal hakoymets. That's the kmitz itself, because the sight of pigel is, that's how you make a zrikas adam. That's mat you teeth the meat. That's matthew to burn the emurim. So on the emurim on the meat, that is zrika made a heter, on those things it's chal the yisapigol. But not on the zrika itself, but also by a mincham, the kaimitz itself, taken off the handful of the mincha, that's what's matter to eat the rest of the mincha. But it itself is not matter itself, so therefore there's no yisapigol on the kaimitz. Fi halavoyna, the same thing, the lavoyna, on the menoch is the same thing. The Akteris, burning of the Akteris also, there's no matir to the Akteris, you just do it itself. When a Kohen brings a mincha, the whole thing is kulikolo. So there's no kemitza, there's no matirim on something else. Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, the mincha the Kohen Gadol brings. Uminchas Nesachim, when you bring Nesachim, when you bring Yayin for, or else wine, bring it for Korban by itself. So there's no kemitza there, therefore there's no matir. The Hadam, the dam itself, the dam of a korban, has no sapigal on it. And the nesachim that's brought by itself also has the same halacha. Now, in case you made a net in the dova to bring a minchas nesachim without a korban, so also there's no sapigal chal on it. Even the sachem that comes with the behema, still there's no issa pigel. The pigel is only chal upon the korban, not upon the nesachem that comes with it. Lug shemen shel metzora. What about the special shemen that's brought from metzora? The lug shemen, Rabbi Shimon Omer ein chayov malo mishum pigel. There's no issa pigel on it. The meyu yes chayov malo mishum pigel. There could be an issa pigel upon the shemen shel metzora. In other words, Machlokes says when you have pigel in the yoshim, is this shemen become pigel or not? So Meir says, yes, chayim mol, it's like part of the korban, yichayim shem pigel. Shedam oshem atiri, says a svaro, because the dam, the zrikas dam of the korban oshem, that's what's matir, to use the shemen for the mitzvah. Therefore it's called raza matir, kibichad yis pigel. And that's the klal, v'chol sheyesh matirin. Anything that you have to do something to give it a heter. Bein li yodim, what's the question, a person has the right to eat it, the kanin. Bein le mizbeach, or to burn on mizbeach, then chayov malo mishum pigel, then there's the issa pigel. But you have to have a zirik, you have to have an avoida to be matir. Now Mishnah Dalet explains what are called matirim. Oilo by korban oilo, doma matir es pesor la mizbeach. By korban oilo, everything is burnt on the mizbeach. What gives the heter? The zirik is adam. Therefore it's called the zirik is the matir of the basar. Therefore the basar could become pigel. The Oru L'Kahanim, what din is a din, that the skin goes to the Kahanim, because of the Zrika. Oilas Oif, by an Oif that's brought for Korban Oilo, also Doma Matres Pesor L'Mizbeach, the din is when you make the Zrika Sadam of the Oif, that's what's matter you to burn the rest of the Oif on the Mizbeach. Chatis Oif, what about a Chatis Oif? Also Doma Matres, the dam of it is also matter as Pesor L'Kahanim. There's no burning of the bosa by a chatis oif, but rather it's necha by the kanim, but it's because of the zrika. Porim hanesrofim, or sirim hanesrofim, the porim or the sirim that's brought inside lefnim that it's burnt. So also, domim matiris emurim likarev. The zrika sadam you make is matir the emurim to be makri of the emurim on the mizbeach. Even though the bosa is burnt outside, but it's at least matir, the emurim goes on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says no. By the Purim HaNesrofim, there's no din pigel, because his shiter is kol she'enu al mizbech achitz and kishlomim. Any korban that does not go
on the outside mizbeach like a korban shlamim, the din is ein chayav molim mishum pigul. There's no it's a pigul. He learns out pigul mainly from shlamim. It has to be only a korban that's brought on the outside mizbeach, not on a parim hanis rofim.
Now mishnehei kodshei goyim of a goyim is makriv a korban, is mekadesh makes a korban. Locher is ein chayav molim mishum pigul. When they bring it, even though they have the wrong machshavis, when the kohen brings it, there's not a din pigul on a kodshei of a goy. Who a din noisa, there's no issa noisa on the korban. V'tomei, even though the bosa becomes tomei, there's no issa to eat it. You're not chayav koros to eat it. V'yashoyach to machutz pota. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. By a korban of a goy, there's no issa shchut techutz. Rabbi Yossi Mechari Yossi says no. The same malach is applied to kodshei Yisrael, also applies to kodshei Yakum. And therefore, Dvorim, but Dvorim Shem Chayov Malay Mishum Pigul, Chayov Malay Mishum Noisim Mishum Tomei. Things that even though there's no Issa Pigul on him, but you should know still Yechayim Mishum Noisir, or else Yechayim if it's Tomei. Chutz min Adam, Sek Dam. By Dam, you're not Chayim Mishum Noisir. If you eat after the Zman Achilsa the Korbin, there's no Issa Noisir, Chal on Dam. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Bedover Shadaka Leyochel. It has to be something that's a Derech Ben Yod and Tidit. Even though it's not from something that's min aniktor, let's go in hakoymitz minchas kanim. So yichay mishum tuma, as long as it's what if it's a dover shadak leyochol. Even though right now the whole thing is burnt, avol kegoyna eitzim vialvoyna, but something like wood and like levoyna, that those things are not a derech tidit viakteris nikteris also and chayov malayim mishum tuma. If you eat it when you're tumah, there's no issa. Since these things are not a derech tit, it's not edible, it has no issa tumo, does not apply to it. However, the Chum argue on Rabbi Shimon, and they say no, that eitzim levoino, yosachayim mishum tumo. The Pasuk says, v'yabos v'shigah b'chol tomei, is marba, that even the eitzim levoino also. According to Rabbi Shimon, since these things are not edible, therefore you're not chayav koris, if you eat it when it's tomei. Mishnevov. L'shem shisha dvorim hazavach nizbach. The korban is the shchita. The chachili is supposed to have six things in mind. B'shash yishech the korban. First of all is l'shem zavach. You have to shech it l'shem the korban. If it's an oil, it has to be geshocht l'shem the korban oil. L'shem zaveach. L'shem the bailim, the owner of the korban. L'shem Hashem has to be done l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem ishim, you have to have a mind to do it. L'shem to burn it on the mizbeach. L'shem reyach, you have to have a mind, it should give off smoke. L'shem nichoyach, it should give like nachas ruach to Hashem. V'yachatis v'oshem, nishech nechatis on oshem. L'shem chet, you have to have a mind also, you're bringing it for the chet. Whatever aveir you did for that purpose, you bring in the korban, is supposed to have that chet in mind. This is all l'chetchilo. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, af mi shloihoy b'liboy, l'shem echad mikolei l'kosher. Even though you do not have in mind one of these things, still the korban is kosher. Why should tonight bezdin? Because really there's a tonight bezdin over here, shayna machshava leches el racha roivet. That the machshava only goes after the kohen that does the avoida. In other words, the owner of the korban, his machshava cannot pass with the korban. The only thing that can pass with the korban is only the machshava of the kohen b'shas is doing the avoida. Therefore, the rabbanim made a takana that the kohen should have like a stam machshava. He should not be mechashev anything separately. So therefore, never come to have a machshava shlo lishmo. So in order not to come to have a machshava shlo lishmo, the main atakona always have a machshava stam. Now at the beginning of the mesechta, stam machshava by kochim is kosher. Therefore, the bottom left it this way. The machshava stam, you won't come in and any problems. There won't be a shayla. Maybe you'll make it with the machshavas chutz lishlo lishmo. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.